This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Creating uniform signage that helps people locate the cultural, historical, civic, and recreational destinations within Haliburton County and its four municipalities is the goal of the county's wayfinding strategy. Originally, the Wayfinding Initiative was brought to the county for consideration by Dysart et al.'s Resources Committee in 2022. With the support of the municipalities, the county agreed to proceed with the study. Scott Ovell, Director of Economic Development for the County of Haliburton, heads up the project and has recently been presenting the strategy carried out by Plural, a professional landscape architecture planning and design firm, to all four municipalities to build consensus and receive feedback on next steps. To date, the work of Plural has cost the county in the range of $20,000.
I believe they've broken the signs kind of out into both into settlement areas. So here's how many would be in an individual settlement area. And then going, I have to look back, but it generally they're broken down to kind of recreational, cultural, heritage. Parks sometimes is split out from recreation. Boat launches is another one that obviously, given the amount of water around us, is, you know, there'll have to be a process probably further finalized as to which ones would be included, which ones wouldn't. And then you have your kind of standard municipal assets. So you'll have your libraries, you know, most likely hospitals, things like that. So They've been supportive the whole way through, even with, if we look back, like we've had a transition of council actually between when the project was initially kind of conceptualized to now. When we did the update to county council last fall, there was concerns because we included, you know, just kind of some interim budget projections, and that's not uncommon for, and in my experience, for any council to get nervous when they're, you know, seeing it's going to cost X. They've been supportive. I think, you know, when we initially broached this, I think a lot of the councilors at the time, and I haven't heard otherwise, they thought it was a great way to just, you know, again, instead of having four individual townships try and do this on their own, having kind of one body oversee it and then incorporate feedback from them is just, it makes it easier and kind of streamlines that process. So
the Wayfinding program, once fully implemented, is expected to cost upwards of $500,000. Ovell says the recently imposed municipal accommodation tax on short-term rentals in the county will fund a portion of the total expense. But despite the slow adoption of STR licensing across the four municipalities, Ovell isn't concerned.
Actually wouldn't be approaching the municipalities for any additional funds. It would again be funded through the county's portion of the accommodation tax revenue. The interim project update to council, I think the number was around 500,000 for total implementation, which is not uncommon when you look at our jurisdictional scope. That being said, a big piece of what Plural does is they basically, on the implementation side of things, when we actually present the final strategy, is they scope out, here's how you could do it. You can, you know, phase it out in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, some places do, just depending on your resources. And then also provide options that, you know, just because it says it's the total cost is X, you don't have to install everything that's in there. It might just be, you know what, we're really focused, we want to, you know, look at gateway signage early on and things like that. So there's ways to scale that cost back without the council's adopting the bylaw for the municipal accommodation tax program. We would have had to reevaluate what we were going to present to council and what the scope of it was going to be. You're going to have to look at 2 or 3 years before you really have an understanding of where you're going to land on the revenue for this. Just because, again, we're only, I don't know, for 6 or 7 months into that program. And a lot of the short-term rental programs we looked at that have included STRs and their MAP program, you know, they looked at 2 to 3 years before they were really had the majority of their STRs registered and were remitting.
While it's difficult to quantify the economic value derived from the Wayfinding program, the benefits are numerous, including directing traffic to local business areas, enhancing the image of the county through destination tourism, and building a stronger sense of community while improving pedestrian safety. Plural has recommended a number of design options, the final choice of which has yet to be determined. In the meantime, Ovell says there's still much to be decided on when it comes to scoping, the tendering process, and implementation. He expects the wayfinding signs won't be installed across the county until at least 2027.
Still a ways to go. These projects are, they take time. I think in working with some colleagues, I think when I look at Huntsville, I think they passed their strategy in 2021, and I think their signs went into the ground last summer. So that's 2024. So it's not something that happens overnight. It's a very, requires a lot of collaboration, communication.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.